It's time for Rhema for Today.
And I remember I kept praying, asking the Lord, Lord, you know, and the Lord said to me, did you ever notice that what that scripture said? Why, yeah, I said, I know what it said. I read, that's what it said. Is any among you overtaken in a sin? You which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Yeah, that's what it said. He said, read it again. I read it to him two or three times. Still didn't catch what he's getting to. Why don't we do that? He said, did you ever notice that it said, ye which are spiritual, restore them? I said, yeah. He said, well, if you had any spiritual people among you, they would do it. There we were, a whole full gospel denomination, no spiritual people among us.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his classic teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, How to Keep It.
Glory to God. Well, now, the point I'm making with you is this. You see, that's sort of the way this man was healed. Jesus didn't take time to preach to him. He just said to him, because the Spirit of God motivated him, said, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And then the point I wanted to make was that these two were the only ones I ministered to in the whole crowd, the woman with the blind eye and that man. I couldn't minister to anybody else that way. Why couldn't you? Now, I could minister to him by laying on hands any time because the Bible says that. I could minister, you know, by anointing with oil as an elder in the church or pastor or minister because the Word of God teaches that, doesn't it? Or I could minister to him without anointing of oil or without, the regular laying on of hands, you know, just as a point of contact you might touch somebody or pray with them in faith and agree with them because the Bible teaches that. But I'm talking about these things, you see. I'm talking about the different ways, the different methods. It only happens as the Spirit wills, not as I will. You know. And if that's the only ones that the Spirit... Well, now, let's go back there to what we were talking about Elisha. Gehazi knew that he couldn't get by with that. I mean, he would know if Elisha knew everything about everybody, but he didn't know everything about everybody. That's quite obvious, isn't it? Yet the Spirit of God did see fit to tell Elisha, and he said, my spirit went with you. Now, what did he mean, my spirit went with you and you joined yourself to your chariot? Well, he just simply meant that God gave him a word of knowledge, revealed to him in his spirit. I can remember more than once. Now, this didn't happen to me every month. It didn't happen to me every 6 months. But it would happen to me, I'd say, at least every 6 months, and sometimes a little more frequent. But sometimes it may be nearly a year as a pastor. I may just be preaching away on Sunday morning, right in the middle of my sermon sometimes, or maybe some singers would be singing, and I'm just sitting here on the platform, and suddenly I'd just be off in another city. I can hear what's going on here, but I can't distinguish the words. Even if I'm preaching, I can hear the sound of my voice, but I can't distinguish the word. I'm standing on a street in a town 15 miles away from the town where I'm pastoring. I see one of my church members, and I see him commit sin. Now, God didn't show that to me just so I could go tell it. In fact, I didn't tell anybody. God didn't show that to me so I could go blab it. You go to blab it and he'll quit showing you things. He wants me to help them. You know, God wants to recover people that sinned. The Bible said, if any among you be overtaken in a fault, well, really, correct translation is sin. I'll prove it to you even from the King James. I'm reading the King James, quote me. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest ye also be tempted. Notice the word tempted there. So it couldn't be a fault. You know, we all have faults. Some are fast, some are slow. We all have faults, don't we? Huh? You know? But now this can't be a fault that he's talking about. Because you're not tempted to faults. He said those that were to restore him consider themselves. Remember the scripture said that? Lest ye also be tempted. So actually what it literally says, if any among you, among whom? Among the saints. Paul's writing to the church. Be overtaken in sin, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. I remember that used to bother me. I read that scripture, and it used to bother me to no end. I was a member of a full gospel group, and if any of our preachers, anybody was overtaken in a sin, instead of trying to restore him, they went and told everybody, you know, and broadcasted on him, you know, and took his license to preach away from him, turned him out, and then said, prove yourself, we might take you back in. Well, how in the world is going to prove? Fellow, well, he ain't got no place to preach. They've told everybody about it. He missed it. And it just bothered me to no end why we didn't do what the scripture said do. And I remember I kept praying, asking the Lord, you know, and the Lord said to me, did you ever notice that what that scripture said? Why, yeah, I said, I know what it said. I read it. That's what it said. Is any among you overtaken in a sin? You which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Yeah, that's what it said. He said, read it again. I read it to him two or three times. Still didn't catch what he's getting to. Why don't we do that? He said, did you ever notice that he said, ye which are spiritual, restore them? I said, yeah. He said, well, if you had any spiritual people among you, they would do it. There we were, a whole full gospel denomination, no spiritual people among us. That's the truth. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching good. Not a spiritual person among us. Oh, dear Lord, I felt so bad about it then. I saw it, and it's in there, isn't it? You still here? You left me. Well, now, wait a minute here. Let's go on reading here from the fifth chapter of John. There's something the Lord wants me to get to here. Now, notice that it says, they asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not. Well, that is, he didn't know who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. You see, he just ministered to the one, because that's the only one the Spirit said ministered to. Now then notice that 14th verse. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him, that's the man that's healed, in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Thank God he was. But you know, it's not all Jesus said to him. Now listen to it. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The Lord wanted me to emphasize that today. Sin, I don't know why. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Now, what's he saying? Stop analyzing it. He means by sinning wrongdoing, you're going to open the door to the devil. Amen. Are you listening? Yeah, I know. We don't like to hear this part, but that all goes with teaching on divine healing. Doesn't it? He said, do the works of Jesus. He's going to do the works of Jesus. Well, it wasn't just the works of Jesus that healed the man. This is the works of Jesus talking to him too, isn't it? Advising him, counseling him. Isn't that the works of Jesus? Wasn't somebody else, was it? It's him, wasn't it? Thou art made whole. Now sin no more. See, God's not going to heal you just to keep on living in sin. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's another side to the subject, and we need to clear both sides out and go down the middle of the road. We miss it very often, but it's not because we wanted to. Sometimes we just don't know any better. Are you listening to me now? But what he's talking to this man about, if you're going to, as I see it, if you're going to persist in sin and wrongdoing, a worse thing will come on you. I've seen a lot of times the same thing would come back on people, and sometimes a worse thing would come upon them. Now, like I said, that doesn't do away with the fact that we all have come short because of our human frailty. I missed it a lot of time, but I sure didn't want to. Isn't that right? And thank God, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord for that. But I believe personally that what he's talking about here is not necessarily just one wrongdoing, but that what he's really saying is that if you're going to persist, if you're going to continue to sin and do wrong, don't do it lest a worse thing come on you. Can you understand that? That'll open the door. But I'll tell you, if we'll do what Paul said right into the church at Corinth as Christians and as a church, he said, if we'll judge yourself, we'll not be judged. Now, what does that mean? You judge yourself, that's wrong. I'm going to quit that and confess it, and the Lord will forgive you. Then you won't be judged. Praise God. And then you shut the door on the devil. Hallelujah. And you'll walk on with the Lord. Amen. Now, there's two sides here that we need to get balance on. Here was a businessman. I think he's 57 years old. And he kept wanting to talk to me. Now, he'd been in my healing line. I'd laid hands on him. I guess really every other outstanding healing evangelist in America had ministered to him, laid hands on him, you know, in days gone by. He's not healed. Well, it has to be a reason why, of course. He kept wanting to talk to him, and so I agreed to do so. And I went early to the pastor's study and met him there about 30 minutes before church and talked to him. And as I talked to him, he said, well, Brother Egan, I'm just sure the Lord, you know, is not going to heal me. I'll tell you, he said, I've been saved, baptized, Holy Ghost 36 years, you know, biggest part of his life. And I've just missed it and failed in so many ways. Well, I took him to the scripture, you know. The Bible said there in James 5, 14, 15, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church, let them pray over him, anoint the holy name of the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. And, well, yeah, he knew that was there all right, but I've just missed it so many ways, and I wondered, you know, what all he'd done is wrong. So I said to him, I said to him, do you ever notice what Jesus said in the 18th chapter of Matthew when Peter said to him, you know, how often should I forgive my brother if he sinned against me? Till seven times? Jesus said, not just seven, till seven times 70. That'd be 490 times. Then Jesus went on to tell the story, you know, about the ruler that his servant owed him 10,000 talents, you know. And he forgave him. One of his fellow servants owed him, you know, 100 pence. He wouldn't forgive him. But Peter said, how often will I forgive my brother if he sinned against me? Till seven times? Jesus said, I say not indeed till seven times, but till seven times 70. Now, if you put that in Matthew 18 together with what Jesus said in Luke on the same subject, that was all in one day. I said, well, what great sin have you committed anyway? How many banks have you robbed? How many people have you killed? How many lies have you told? Brother Hagin, he said, it's not so much that, you know, I can't think. I've searched and searched my life, and I can't think of anything in a way of act of sin of commission. But the Bible said, him that knoweth to do right and doeth it not is sin. And he said, you see, there's sins of omission. And, you know, I'm a businessman, own my own business, made good money all these years. And I have supported the church with my tithes and offering. But I could have given so much more to missions, and I could have prayed so much more I could have done that I haven't done. You see, now the devil's using that to block his healing. Well, I said, I want to ask you something. Did you fail to pray like you should have 490 times in any one day? No. Well, I said, did you fail to give 490 times in any one day? No. Well, he said, Brother, I don't think I missed it 490 times in all these 36 years. Well, I said, you got a margin to operate on then. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, honey, you know, it's important for us to have word partners.
Yes, can you
tell the audience what a word partner is?
Well, word partner is just somebody that prays for us regularly, and we need that in order to keep doing what we're doing all over the world with 290 Bible colleges and all the churches and youth pastors and children's pastors and music ministers.
Yes.
I mean, it's just... And you send an offering to us at least one time a month, whatever you can afford to send. Somebody said, well, I can't send much. Hey, if everybody sends what they can,
that's right.
When it all gets here, it makes a bunch.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.